We are joined right now by the head football coach at Oklahoma State. He is entering his 13th season as head coach. He was the 2011 National Coach of the Year. He has won at least 10 games in five of the last seven seasons, led the Cowboys to four New Year's Six bowl games since 2010. They are number 11 in the preseason poll, and Oklahoma State opens up against Tulsa August 31st. We are joined by head coach Mike Gundy. Mike, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Mike, it's always good to have you on this show. And before we get into football and the huge potential you have this season, you got to bring me up to date. How was your summer, and were you able to get away from football for just a bit and spend some time with the family?
Well, I did. I got away, and then I still have two boys that are heavily involved in travel baseball, so I was all over the country. I was disappointed this year we didn't go to the West Coast. If we were going to go to the West Coast, I was going to look you guys up and see if we could get a little quick 50 birthday interview real quick. But we went east this year. We went to New York and played in a tournament in Cooperstown. So, but did great and had a great summer. And I always get away, man. You know, when in the latter part of June, in the first 3 weeks of July, I check it in and get out of here and go with my kids and play baseball.
Yeah, Mike, you and I talked about it earlier this year, that if you could pull off that 50th birthday party here in L.A. or a 50th interview, we were going to go ahead and do that, but you went east instead. Both my kids play travel ball as well, but we've never taken that Cooperstown trip. I've heard all about that. What was that like?
It's awesome. It's for 12-year-olds. My middle son, who's going to be 16 here this fall, his team was – they had a really good team, but we never did it. It takes like a year and a half in advance to get it going. But I went with my youngest one this summer, and it was awesome. You know, obviously there's a lot of teams. You know, there's 106 teams in it. But to be up there in that environment for 8 days, they have 22 perfectly manicured fields that are down in a valley. They're all the same. They look like a big league field. So it was a great experience for the boys.
You know, great for you to experience that with them as well. Mike Gundy joining us. All right, so let's talk some football. Mason Rudolph was on the cover of SI's College Football Preview issue, and Sports Illustrated has you as one of the four teams in the college football playoffs, so you've got some enormous expectations. How do you approach that with your team? For instance, is it attention and pressure that you're going to embrace, or would you rather kind of keep that away?
Well, I just embrace it. There's so much exposure out there with these millennials, and they've all got their phones. They get updates. They have Snapchat, Twitter, so on and so forth. So they see what's out there. And my approach with them is, look, you're a good football team. You're mature. We've got guys that are on this team that are going to be up for national awards. People are going to say a lot of good things about you. And that's awesome for Oklahoma State. You guys and the men that have come through here before you have elevated this program to a certain level. You're a good football team. Now do something about it. We need you to work hard. Need you to do everything right. Take care of your bodies. Coaches talk from here on out, so on and so forth. But I embraced it and said, you know, let's back it up and go play and let's have some fun.
You know, you mentioned their telephones and the platforms. You know, I guess it's not really realistic or pragmatic to take their telephones from them. Or is there a part of you that says, you know what, we should take the telephones from them, or at least eliminate the platforms? How do you approach social media? Do you want them on it? Do you want them reading it? Do you want them participating? Or what do you tell your team?
We don't take anything from them. I've got a great example at home. I have a 15 and a 12-year-old, so I still live in that world. And our approach is that if you take their phones, it has become a part of their life. They're going to get a Go phone. They're going to find a phone somewhere. They're going to communicate. So we educate them on what we want them to do. If they want to be on social media, that's their choice. There are parameters. We don't ever talk about our team. We don't ever talk about the other team. We say things that are positive. And fortunately for us, we haven't had any issues on social media. Social media can be a great tool or it can be a damaging tool just based on how you use it. But we do not take any of that away from them. We allow them to do whatever they want to do. And up to this point, it's worked good for our team.
I agree with you. At times, it could be the best thing ever, and then other times, it could be the worst thing ever. You have to understand exactly what it is to understand how to use it. Mike Gundy joining us. You know, I mentioned it's not just Rudolph. You've also got James Washington at wide receiver. You've got weapons all across the field. Now, you've had some really good offenses in your time at Oklahoma State, but what about the upside of this particular unit? How good can it be?
I mean, I really like where we're at. We've got a very mature quarterback that has stayed focused. He's had a lot of of interest across the country, and his work habits have been really good. He's got the respect of the team because he's played injured. You know, it was twice, and, you know, he's had a broken foot, and he played in it with it. He had a broken rib, and he's played with it, so the team respects him. But we have a number of guys on defense. Not anybody that everybody's saying, hey, you know, this guy is going to be an All-American. But I think overall we got a better defense than we've had. We're really fast. We have to stay healthy at key positions like every other team in the country. And we should be good on offense. I like our kicking game. We've arguably got as good a wide receivers as anybody in the country. We have freshman running back that rushed for 1,200 yards. So we have a lot of things going for us. When I drive home from work, you know, at times I sit and think, golly, sometimes when you have so many things going for you, what do I need to do as a head coach to try to make sure nothing bad happens? And I haven't come up with that answer. So just continue to talk to them every day like you do with your own kids at home about trying to do the very best they can and be unselfish. And so far, the guys have done a really nice job with it this summer.
Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy joins us. Now, you're not one to spend a lot of time looking back, but your teams have had double-digit wins 5 times in the last 7 years. And prior to that, the program had a total of 3 double-digit wins, and you were the quarterback for 2 of those seasons. So what's it mean to have this program in the place that it's in right now?
That's the one thing that I've felt a little selfish about. Everything in our program is about all of us. There's 200 people, there's 135 players, there's 65 staff with all the different areas that work with our team every day. And the one thing that I'm most proud of is that we're starting to elevate Oklahoma State University into being a national football school. And it takes years. Your tradition rich, you know, if somebody just said, hey, Jim, I need you to write down on paper the top 10 tradition rich schools in the country, where you're gonna say SC, you're going to say Michigan, you're going to say Notre Dame, you're going to say OU, you're going to say Texas, and so on and so forth. Well, I think if you expand that out to the top 20 over the last 20 years because of what we've done in the last 8 or 10, Oklahoma State may be one of those schools. But it needs to be 10 more years of playing at a high level, and then we can get into that class. That has been our goal from day one. We've been fantastic in the classroom, and our APRs through the roof and all those things that matter, because it's important to me and to our staff that we put out quality young men that can go out there in society and be productive in the world and in our country, where we need young men that understand contributing and being productive in society. The next thing is whenever I'm done coaching here, I want Oklahoma State to be a school that people say year in and year out, they're a top 20 school.
Like you mentioned, it's going to take 10 more years. 10 more years to get to that point where you want to be, and you just turned 50, which I'll ask you about in a minute. Do you feel like you want to do this 10 more years, and do you feel like you can do it at the same level you're doing it right now for 10 more years?
I think so. I mean, I just turned 50. I feel 35. I act 25. I mean, I've been fortunate with my health. I really enjoy being around the players. When every day I get up, I don't have a feeling that comes over me like, oh, man, you know. I'm excited about getting to work. When we have issues, I'm excited about solving the problems. When we're not playing as well, I'm excited about getting in the room and finding out what the answers are and improving in the areas that we can. So as long as that's good, but, you know, I talked to Bob Stoops, you know, about when he decided to get out of it. And you know, he said, I just felt like it was time. I just didn't have that drive anymore. And they say that's what happens. I don't see that coming on, but I do agree with what Bob said. When it does come on, this is too much to do this. It's full-time. It's 24/7. The phone's ringing all the time, recruiting. And if you're not into it 100%, I would think it's extremely difficult to be successful.
Mike, did you see that coming with Bob Stoops, or were you shocked when you saw the announcement?
Wasn't shocked, but I was surprised. He's 56 years old. Obviously, he's made enough money. He's won at a high level. He enjoys the other side of football. He loves to be. He's got a house in Florida by the ocean, and he loves to do other things. He likes to play golf, and I think that he might have gotten to a point where he said, in order for me to enjoy this part of my life, I'm not going to be able to be the head coach, because the demand is just too much. You can't do it, and so. I was surprised, but not shocked.
Mike Gundy, my guest. You know, you mentioned that you're 50, you feel 35, and you act 25. Now, I've got two things that I want to ask you about with regards to that. And tell me if you feel the same way. I'm a little older than you, and I think about what my father did and said when he was the age that I'm at right now, and we're totally different people. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way my old man would think and say at 52 what I say right now. What exactly is that? Because I would imagine you feel the same way.
Well, we live in a world. I'm coaching, but in your profession with what you do, you live in a world where we're forced, in a sense, to relate to our audience. And you have a lot of young people, like my son's in college. He listens to you all the time. So you have a lot of people that you have to relate to, and you're smart enough to know how to do it. Well, I have to relate to young men that are in their 20s. Now, I don't pretend at any time to think that I can go hang out with them at night and relate to them. I don't listen to the music they listen to. I mean, I don't speak their language, essentially. But I can relate to them based on the important aspects of what it takes for us to lead them as young men in this program. And in my opinion, you can do it different ways. Coach Snyder at Kansas State, 70, I think he's 78 years old, and he's had a tremendous career. And he's done it differently than I do. But for me at Oklahoma State, being who I am, I can't be anybody else other than myself. And I've always been more comfortable trying to stay up and stay with the times and relate to them the best I can, but then also remind them at times, I've already lived your life. I've done the things that you're thinking about doing. Make good decisions, because I made a lot of terrible decisions when I was in college. And that gives them both sides of it from their head coach. And so I think that's helped me kind of stay in with the crowd, getting up into my upper 40s and now 50 years old.
All right, so there's one more point to that, too. And it goes back to, I'm 50, I feel 35, but I act 25. Back in February, you appeared at a wrestling singlet to promote and encourage people to buy tickets for the Oklahoma State-Penn State duel. After that promotional video dropped, one of your kids reportedly texted his mom and said, quote, "Does nothing embarrass my dad?" And her response was, no, he doesn't care. I mean, look, there's a ton of work. There are long hours that go into this job. It's a job you take very seriously. But how much fun are you having right now as being head coach at Oklahoma State?
Jim, I'm having a blast. You know, and that was my 20-year-old, and he's in college. And he told his mom, he said, I'm on my way to the courthouse to change my last name after the wrestling, after the wrestling singlet. But I'm very comfortable now with what we're doing here. I'm comfortable with the players, and so I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to enjoy being around the team, and that was part of the message that I gave them when we came back at the end of July. Was, you guys are a good team. We have to have fun. This is a tough game. This is a gladiator sport. If you're not having fun doing this, at times it's not worth it. And so I want them to cut it loose. I want them to take chances. I want them to have a little fun. And if we make a mistake and we screw something up, I don't care. I want them to look back after 4 years of being here and say, I would do it again. I would go to Oklahoma State and play football again. That's what our goal is.
Mike Gundy joining us. Mike, you've been great with your time, but I cannot let you go without asking you about the mullet. Now that you've had it for a while, have you changed your approach to caring for the mullet? Do you start to curl it at all?
Well, I've gone a couple different ways. I've let the rest of it grow out. And in fact, I'm probably going to go to the bi-level on the sides. I'm getting a little gray on my sideburns, and I think if I raise them about 3/4 of an inch, that it'll hide that gray.
Right.
And I'm letting the rest grow out. But it's been a lot of fun. And I'll be honest with you, Jim. Last year, and even really over the last 4 or 5 months, there has been as much pressure on what to do with my hair as there is to win a stinking football game.
No doubt.
And it's been, like, out of control, and so I joke about it. But what it's done between that and the wrestling singlet and the rattlesnake and all the other stuff, it's given our university tremendous free marketing and exposure. And for Oklahoma State, we don't have the luck of just walking in with a logo on our shirt and somebody saying, I want to come to school there. We have to market our product, and then we have to back it up. And that's where all that's tied into at this time.
Yeah, but Mike, to your point, there's a lot of pressure. In fact, there was a wave of terror throughout the nation a few months back when there was a photo of you allegedly in a stylist chair getting the mullet cut. Now, have you ever considered taking it down and maybe even going back to keeping your lettuce tight?
I mean, I've thought about everything, and what you're talking about is crazy. I went in to just get trimmed over the ears and some stuff at that time, and one of the students walked by and saw me, and I didn't realize it, and they had taken a picture through the chair, and it was out, and there were people calling, and why are you cutting it, and my players, and so on and so forth, and I'm like, dude, just chill. I mean, I'm just getting a trim a little bit, and then I actually cut 4 inches off of it about 2 months ago because it was ponytail potential. I mean, I was either going to have to put it in a ponytail or trim it a little bit, so I had to trim it a little bit. I just wasn't ready to go the ponytail route.
Hey, listen, with a mullet like that comes a great deal of responsibility and power. So, Michael, final thought. Obviously, you're in a great place. You sound extremely comfortable and extremely happy. We talked a little bit about you turning 50, and we did talk about whether or not maybe you could come out to Los Angeles and have a party and we could remake the rant at 50. That didn't happen, but you did turn 50 on Saturday. How was the party, and how is 50?
Well, I was smart. I knew it was going to be during the season, so I had a get-together with all my high school buddies in June. And there was about 10 or 12 of us, and they came to my house, and so we had a good time for a couple days and hung out and told stories and played golf or whatever. And then I did go and spend 2 days in Vegas with some buddies. But last Saturday, the NCAA has new rules now, Jim, you know, where every X number of practices you have to take a day off. And so it fell on my birthday, the way that the new rule took effect. And I counted back, and I don't think I've had a day off on my birthday since 1982, and that was the last year before I started into two-a-days as a seventh grader. I think that's the last time that I didn't work or play football on my birthday. So I went home to see my mom and hung out with her and my dad for about 4 hours. So it was all. So that was an awesome day.
That's the best. You know, Mike, I never keep a guest this long, but one last follow, and I'll let you go, and I really appreciate your time. You mentioned being with your high school buddies. I mean, when you think about the circle you have right now, the responsibilities you have, the connections you've had, the people you know, what's it like at this point in your life, especially when you get together with your high school friends? What are those times like?
Well, it's awesome because, you know, they all know me when I was a knucklehead. They all know me when I was, you know, we were sneaking into girls' houses, jumping fences, you know, doing all the things that we did growing up that we'd go back and do it all over again. And they know that side of me. And so, you know, they see a side of me and know a side of me different than what everybody else does. And so I can go back with them and you know, those are, you know, the best days of your life, and to hang out with your buddies and everybody's still healthy and we can enjoy ourselves and talk about stories. And you can't remember everything you did, and, you know, you sit around and you think, oh, my, wow, I can't believe we did that. It's the best to get around those guys and listen to those stories.
And you know it. Mike Gundy, the head coach at Oklahoma State, where there are very heady times right now. They're number 11 in the preseason poll. Huge expectations this year, and they open up their season against Tulsa. Mike, sincerely, I never keep a guest that long, but what a great conversation. It is so good to have you back. Happy 50th, Mike, and great to have you on the show, as always. Thank you.
All right, look forward to being on. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Mike, very much. And I appreciate at least one of your sons listening to the program. I think that's awesome. Mike Gundy, head football coach at Oklahoma State. When you hear an interview like that, would you not send your son to play football there?